AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Protesters are gathering outside City Hall in North Charleston, South Carolina, following the news that a white police officer has been charged with murder in the killing of a black man who was running away when he was shot dead. The dead man's father says if somebody hadn't videotaped the shooting of his son,
it would have never come to life. They would have swept it under the rug like they've done many others.
Walter Scott's father, Walter, on the Today Show. He said his son may have run from the police officer because he owed child support and didn't want to go back to jail. The officer's attorney said Scott tried to grab the officer's stun gun before he was shot. An American soldier is dead in Afghanistan, shot by an Afghan soldier who wounded others as well. Here's our national security correspondent, Sagar Magani.
It's the second time this year that an Afghan soldier has shot at Americans in Afghanistan. A U.S. official says one American service member was killed today and at least two others wounded when a member of the Afghan army opened fire on U.S. troops in the eastern city of Jalalabad. The shooter was killed and the motive remains unclear.
Sagar Magani reporting there from the Pentagon. North Korea says it is deporting an American woman for secretly producing anti-North Korea videos. She's identified as Sue Sandra and says she traveled, and North Korea says she traveled to that country several times pretending to be a humanitarian, says Pyongyang. Now to the Maryland man and his seven children who died of carbon monoxide poisoning from a generator in their home after the power had been disconnected. Police say the power company cut the electricity after it discovered a stolen meter. Delmarva Power says it cut off electricity for safety reasons. This is AP Radio News. Batten down the hatches if you live in the nation's midsection. You could see severe storms and tornadoes today and tomorrow. The Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards says, hey, it's spring.
It's April. It's springtime. And so we tend to get severe weather events of varying strength. So this is actually fairly common for spring. We've actually had an unusually dead year so far for severe weather up until this event.
Today's storms are expected in parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. It could be 2-inch hail, 75-mile-per-hour winds, and tornadoes that could tear roofs off houses. Somebody's vandalized Lizzie Borden's grave in Fall River, Massachusetts. The cemetery director says there's a Lifetime miniseries about Lizzie, and it may be because of that. Lizzie Borden, if you don't remember, was accused of using an axe to kill her father and stepmother in 1892. She was acquitted. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.